Uh-huh. I believe it, brother.
What do you believe?
Do you believe in the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show?
Yeah.
We're here right now. I'm Nima Vedati in Round Rock, Texas. We've got Michael W. Dean in our sister anarchist city, Casper, Wyoming.
Yeah, sister cities. We're going to talk about that today. The bizarre... We're not going to talk about the government today. We're so sick of talking about the government, yeah, man. It's so... The thing is, too, I haven't really been paying attention to the tyranny. Talk a little bit,
Nima.
You've
been busy with free speech, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been busy fighting the tyranny. And, you know, it's an uphill battle. I got to say, my friend Jeremy has come up with this software product called Free Speech Me, or at least that's what I decided to call it. It was actually called... Yeah, I'm the marketing guy on the Free Speech Me campaign.
What was his name before that? It was not this catchy. What was it?
It was called Convergence. Let's see. It was called...
Convergence?
No, it was. It was called Convergence for Namecoin, Secure Peer-to-Peer DNS Resolution for HTTPS Authentication for Firefox without Certificate Authorities using the Namecoin blockchain.
Come on, man. You should have stuck with that. That's obviously a better option.
That would look great on it. We made these t-shirts for Free Speech Me that say, I saved the internet and all I got was this t-shirt. Free Speech
That's
Me.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but couldn't you just imagine one that says, I saved the internet and all I couldn't picture on a t-shirt having it say, Convergence for Namecoin. Convergence for Namecoin, secure peer-to-peer DNS resolution and HTTPS authentication for Firefox without certificate authorities using the Namecoin blockchain.
Yeah. What does it mean, Michael? Why should I care? I had a news director once, and that was his thing. When he pitched a story to him, he said, why should I care?
Yeah.
Why should I care about free speech, me, Michael?
Why should I care? That's actually somebody... somebody wrote an article about it and kind of took our tech description of it and then actually like quoted it and then said like, yada, 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 tech talk. What does this mean to me? Which is basically them saying,
why should I care?
Yeah. Why should you care? Because the initial promise of the internet when it came out, it was world changing. I remember getting on, I was on the internet in 92 and I was on the web in 94, early 95, like 4 months after it came out. And I had a website in 96, and it was everyone was chirping about it and saying, this is great. Anybody has a voice now. It totally democratizes everything. Nobody can take down what you don't have to go through gatekeepers to talk to the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was great. And it was like, I jumped on it, and this is before there was Facebook, and it was Web 1.0. You had to actually do HTML coding to have a website. It was a little difficult. Yeah, and then Web 2.0 came out. And then they're saying that, you know, Web 2.0 is the everyone can have a website without doing anything. You just go on Facebook or Twitter or whatever and you can talk to the world. Web 3.0 is what people are calling Bitcoin because it's a huge leap of, you know, it's taking the money out of the control of the man. And I have started using the term Web 4.0. You know, it's not hype. It really is that bold of a leap for Namecoin DNS. Can you explain Namecoin DNS?
Well, not as well as you, obviously, but my layman's understanding is, so DNS is how I guess they resolve the top level domains, so like .com and .org and .gov.
Yeah, well, those are top level domains, but
those aren't. Those are
TLDs, top level domains. You know, your country.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, right. But it's how websites are reached with the domain name. Like, okay, freedomfiends.com. You know, we registered that for $10 and pay $11.95 a year, which is reasonable to have a name like that, that, you know, people can reach you from the world, and you pay $150 a year for a web host, and, you know, then you have a website and you put your voice on it. And anybody anywhere can hear it except in China because they have the Great Firewall of China. But that's really easy. It's got gaping holes in it. All my friends in China surf the American web and the Western web and the European web.
States can't keep up with blocking off the internet, man.
But what they can do and what they've been really stepping up doing is seizing domain names because everything in the internet is free and open and uncontrolled and like the Wild West, except for the domain names, because they are, you know, when the internet first started, like, to get to a website, you type an IP address. It was numbers, and they're hard to remember. And then, you know, within 6 months of that, somebody said, okay, let's use names. And then there was one guy somewhere in Switzerland that was like, okay, I'll be in charge of this. And then it became overwhelming, and they set up the World Wide Web Consortium to control it, which was a nonprofit.
Is that what led to ICANN?
Yeah, it was basically like it was not government at first. It was some computer nerds at a university in, I think, Switzerland, and they formed a task force and, you know, got people to donate and got some funding from, I don't know, probably some governments and probably some universities and probably some private people. But then ICANN, which is International Consortium of Assigned Addresses, or something like that.
The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Yeah. Assigned Names and Numbers does not sound fun, does it?
I know. It basically means, I say it means I can take your website because I'm the government.
And
you
they
know, can. More and more they're doing that. They're doing it with, currently they're generally doing it with things where people are actually breaking a written law. Like, you know, they're selling fake Rolexes or they're gambling or they're...
But it's usually stuff that's piracy. Not really crimes.
Yeah.
It's IP stuff, patent stuff, stuff that really shouldn't be imposed on people through state action in the first place.
But even more bizarre than that, even if you believe in the rule of law as written by governments as opposed to just the rule of natural law like we do, they're starting to occasionally do things that are bizarrely outside of that, like seizing something that is just feisty free speech that doesn't technically violate any written law. So basically, bureaucrats from the government are seizing your free speech. And, you know, when your free speech can be censored, it really isn't free. So the one thing that's still in control of the man is the assigning of domain names, you know, because they could take it. And they've been doing that more and more. Like, people go to websites that they like, and there's just
You get the goon parade of logos.
Yes,
the FBI, the bald eagle. Else.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah, I went to a site the other day. I was like, I'm going to get some music. Story. You know? Well, I DJ, right? So sometimes I go to different places to get, what's the latest track for this or that? And I go to this place that I hadn't been to in a while, but I figured I'll go visit it again. And I'm paraded with that goon parade of logos saying that the domain has been seized because of IP violations. It reminds me of when you used to put the VHS in the VCR for you old people. And, you know, you get that FBI warning at the beginning and you're just like, what does that even mean? But this is what it means. It means they take the website down. That's the modern incarnation.
You must only go to pirate sites or Netflix now because that's still on every DVD.
Well, I don't watch DVDs.
Yeah,
no, who watches DVDs anymore? What is this, 1998?
What is this? 1998, as Jeffrey Tucker said to me when I offered him
A free DVD. I don't watch your DVD.
So there's Bitcoin, which, you know, if you don't know what Bitcoin is, you are in the Stone Age, and I don't even really want to explain it. I guess I should, but it's kind of like,
Look at our archives. Go to www.freedomfiends.com.
Explain Bitcoin real briefly.
Bitcoin. I don't want to explain Bitcoin.
Come on, man.
You don't want to explain it? I don't want to. Okay, so Bitcoin. It's digital cryptocurrency, right? And I guess, like Davy Barker said, what's really important about it is not necessarily Bitcoin itself, but what Bitcoin means as far as having this technology called the blockchain, where it's publicly out in the open, verified, and not hackable, not cheatable. That's the thing, is governments pretend like that you need them to keep people from hacking and cheating. But in the end, all a government does is end up hacking and cheating itself.
Yeah.
So if you have this thing that everybody can see and the whole world's accountable and it reduces the ability for fraud, then you have what governments pretend to be without having the top-down hierarchy to where governments end up being the corrupt people they pretend to be the ones protecting you from.
Yeah, and that's good. And the idea of cryptocurrencies has been around since the 70s. I mean, computer scientists have been looking for this holy grail for a really long time. And finally, 5 years ago, this mysterious guy named Satoshi, who nobody really knows his identity, invented Bitcoin.
Every time you meet a cool hacker you're like, is he Satoshi?
I think Jeremy's Satoshi.
I don't know
Satoshi.
If that's a you thing or if that's a everybody.
I've been saying Jeremy might be Satoshi, but he's not. Yeah. He's the guy that I'm doing free speech me with. So as soon as Bitcoin came out, like at first people were like, this will never catch on. Like that's how I feel about this right now. Like I have some people who are really behind free speech me. But we haven't explained free speech to me what it is yet. Okay, really, basically, it's using a spinoff of Bitcoin called Namecoin, which is a cryptocurrency, but it's not really used as a currency, and it's a lot cheaper. It's like $5 per coin instead of like 800. It's not really used in trade very much. but it's made the same way. It's mined using computer power, solving mathematical problems, and it's traded and it's sold. But it only exists basically to register domain names in a dot bit domain names, which can't be controlled or taken down by a government. Now, Namecoin came out almost 3 years ago, but surfing .bit domains has been really hard. It's like you had to change your DNS settings, and that's insecure, and most people can't do it or won't do it, and it's slow surfing. And so basically, this guy came up with this thing called convergence. This other guy came up with this thing called NM control. This other guy came up with this thing called, Namecoin, but something else. And like geeks, total hackers could like take all these things and put them together and kind of go, well, see, I can sort of surf now. But my friend Jeremy put them all together into a plugin for Firefox that's like seamless, and you can get it, and it's free, and it doesn't cause any problems, and it's real. It's up, and it's on our website, freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org, and we have a mirror site at freespeechme.com, which I'm starting to give out too, because yesterday we got so many hits that we got knocked offline for 9 hours. You could barely get to the site. So freespeechme.com also.
So basically it's like you had all these, or even not that many, but you had these .bit websites that nobody was really using or promoting because people couldn't really get there. It wasn't effective. You could, but you had to like hike through mountainous terrain or take a helicopter in.
Yeah.
You literally built the road, or I guess figuratively.
Jeremy built the road. Well, Jeremy built the road like 6 months ago. But first of all, it was,
you gave people the map to the road.
I did. Like, this thing has gotten more downloads and far more press in the past week since I got on board about 2 months ago, but we launched a week ago, and it's gotten far more press in a week and user adoption than it has in the first 3 years of Namecoin being around. So, I'm basically the Free Speech Me cheerleader and cat herder. I also named it because I thought that was pretty important. Rather than convergence for Namecoin, secure peer-to-peer DNS resolution and HTTPS authentication for Firefox without certificate authorities using the Namecoin blockchain. That sounds like a patent application name, but this thing is free software, open source. You know, anybody can take the code and alter it and prove it too. It's free. It's out there.
Right. Yeah. And we encourage people to try. That's the whole point, man. That's what makes the internet beautiful. That's what makes the market beautiful. So fiends, stick with us. We'll be back after this trip to the market. Thank you so much.
We're going
to
talk about Gibraltar instead of tyranny. We're going to talk about disputed zones. Disputed zone? Who calls all these crazy places?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends, not your grandpa's talk radio.
I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and I love the Plume Room nicotine liquid for all my e-vaping pleasure.
And I'm DJ Dean, the fiend behind the scene. We exclusively use the Plume Room Artisan e-liquid. The Plume Room vape juice is made lovingly in America by the talented mad mixtress Andrea. It's not mass-produced or stored in stockpile. The Plume Room has 25 flavors, and almost a third of them are Spin Fuel Award winners.
Tell them the fiend sent you and use the discount code VAPE2014 to get 10% off at theplumeroom.com. That's theplumeroom.com.
We're back.
Doge
on the radio.
Doge.
Yes. We're talking about the intrinsic value of certain cryptocurrencies. And yes, Dogecoin has the intrinsic value of being a meme. So it's a meme-based currency, not a gold.
And we're not going to talk about cryptocurrencies all day long, but I wanted to finish up with a couple things. One is that Namecoin is the only cryptocurrency that's not a threat to Bitcoin. And really, because every coin out there only exists to be a coin except for Namecoin. And so they're kind of a threat to Bitcoin, and people get wary, like people who have a lot of investment in Bitcoin. But Namecoin is not a threat to Bitcoin and could actually really work with it. Nima, go describe the picture you see at freespeechme.org.
I was too busy looking at Dogecoin.
My friend Kurt made a really nice meme that kind of describes this. Because basically, if you had an offshore, you know, Bitcoin site, I don't want to say gambling, but, you know, let's just say a site where you did something with some kind of currency, and it was Bitcoin that you took, and it was on the Namecoin blockchain, it'd be unstoppable, man, because
yes.
They take those things down all the time.
The image, and yes, I've seen this before, it's an interesting one. It's the moon, and it's divided like the yin-yang, you know, with your little curvy line there, like the Asian symbol, and half of it is dark and has the Bitcoin logo. The other half is bright like fire and has the Namecoin logo. So yeah. I guess what you're saying is Bitcoin and Namecoin are the yin and the yang, the 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. And it's not necessarily, it's kind of random that one or the other is dark. I would actually have made the Namecoin one dark because you could kind of run
because
a dark
Bitcoin's getting all the shine right now.
And you could make a dark net on Namecoin too. So
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Dark net. That makes people so scared. Like on your status squad stories, aren't they using the dark net for scary stuff?
Yeah,
now?
They're doing that in the new season of House of Cards is out and it's great. And there's like two things in it that are so hip that they had to put them in. Like the vice president, our hero is now the vice president, and he's, you know, on his 50th birthday, his wife is like, "You have to quit smoking," and he does. And a couple of days later, she comes in, he starts vaping. Yeah.
Nice.
And
nice,
then there's nice. Somebody using Tor network to access the darknet, some reporter. Yeah, I mean, darknet, the only reason it sounds scary is it means the internet that's not controlled by the government, you know? And people are afraid of that.
Well, the exciting part about the internet, what people like, why the internet got so big in the first place.
Well, you know, in Turkey right now, I wouldn't say rioting in the streets. People are protesting and police are beating them up. You know, the press always spins it like there's violence in the streets. Yes, because people are shouting and waving placards and police are macing them and beating them up. Yes. That's the only
violence.
It's
important to call things what they are. And there's a difference between conflict or unrest and oppression. There's a difference there.
Yeah, and the reason they're in the streets with placards yelling is because the government there is – they censored the internet like overnight. Like overnight, people went to tried to get to their Facebook pages and, you know, check their stocks and look at the news around the world. And all they could get to is government websites. It was mind-blowing.
Wow. That's like everybody's worst nightmare, isn't it?
That's why everyone
wake up and you can only go to the Obamacare marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, think about it. And like, basically, if those people had, if all the websites had .bit versions and everybody had the free speech me plugin, those people wouldn't need to be in the streets getting beat up. They could be home comfortably complaining about the internet. So basically, what happened over there is the really oppressive president of the country,
Erdogan.
Yeah, he's like a violent, you know, not quite Hitler, but far worse than Obama. Let's put it that way. Somewhere between Obama and Hitler. And people say Obama's like Hitler all the time, but on a continuum, he's not really like Hitler. He's just, he's kind of like Hitler at 17, maybe. Let's put it that way.
There's different degrees, but they're of the same kind. That's how I like to point it out. Obama hasn't rounded up all people of a specific race yet and started exterminating them. But he's got a state apparatus that could do it more efficiently and effectively than Hitler
could. Yeah. 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 Hitler had to picked certain people, like the Jews, the homosexuals, the intellectual professors, the people who were openly against him. But to round up the people who were secretly against him and whispering to their neighbors about him, you know, he had to rely on people snitching. Now, like, they wouldn't have to do that. They just bug everybody, you know. And
there's a surveillance state. Have you seen those pictures on The Intercept of our surveillance state? What a surveillance state looks like. Doesn't even have a Utah data center, but these massive buildings on the East Coast, all those Yankees. Get fired up if you're from Texas or the West, man. All
Boston
those Yankees
strong.
In these giant buildings watching your every move and deciding how, when, if to kill you.
Yeah.
Horrendous, man.
And they can do it from the air with flying robots that kill you without leaving the comfort of their chair, man, in their big fluffy government office. They can kill you. They can
their ping pong tables in the center, like they work at Google or something.
So when we get back, we'll read what someone wrote to me about the president. Someone in Turkey wrote to me about the president there. It's pretty mind-blowing.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This is Nima Vedati from the Freedom Fiends. Using government-printed funny money fuels and encourages wars abroad, and the wars at home against you and all you hold dear. Why should you remain beholden to self-appointed federal kings who don't care if you starve in a cage? Become your own king today by owning gold and silver from Midas Resources. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Midas Resources banner over on the right, or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. You know, without the Star Trek communicator, we wouldn't have cell phones or computers that fit in your pocket. Because envisioning the future is the first step to real groundbreaking changes in our lifetime. That's why I love Scott Beezer's webcomic, Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to more clearly envision LibPair, or Libertarian Paradise, and help me work toward it. Who'll build the roads? You and me. Who'll draw up the blueprints? Scott Beezer in Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. That's BigHeadPress.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, this is Squizzcar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, it's the Freedom Fiends Live Talk Radio Show. I am Nima Vedati here in the Texas Hill Country where it is beautiful. I think the snowpocalypse, the melee of random snowpocalypse are over now. Is apocalypse the plural as well as the singular, or is there apocalypses?
I don't know. Apocalyptos? That's a movie by Mel Gibson. I know that.
Apocali? That's the
Apocali. Maybe. It's the people like to do that with things that sound other languagey, and it's often not right because often it's a Greek word and you're putting a Latin suffix on it.
Well, there's so many different influences on English, like Latin and French that it's, well, I guess Latin and French have the same.
Well, I'm kind of dealing with that right now because I'm getting people to translate. We made this 3-minute video for Free Speech Me. If you go to freespeechme.org or freespeechme.com, you'll see the video embedded in the page there. It's a little 3-minute, you know, basically introduction to what .bit and Free Speech Me and Namecoin is. And I'm getting it like, we need to get universal adoption for this if we're going to save the internet from the tyrants of the world. And like I said, it's an uphill battle, man, because I'm calling, like, tech people, and I'm calling people who do radio shows where they deal with tyranny all day, and, like, they're both of them said, I don't know. I don't know. Wait till you get some more press. And, like, we got covered in Bitcoin Magazine, which is the biggest Bitcoin magazine, the other day, and it knocked our server offline. So we're getting press. But, you know, it's kind of like in 1995 telling people, there's this thing called the World Wide Web. You should check it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what that is.
Reminds me of that clip you can find on YouTube of Good Morning America talking about the internet. And Al Roker's like, what is the internet? What's that little A with the circle around it anyway? Do we need that? What is that?
What's that? Yeah. An anarchy symbol?
Oh, no, the at sign. They didn't know what the at sign was.
The lowercase anarchy symbol. Yes. Yeah.
Lowercase anarchy symbol.
Yeah. So, you know, but there are people getting it. And, you know, few hundred people have downloaded it. We've gotten about $2,500 in donations, plus an anonymous benefactor paid for 50, that's 50, days of ads for us, radio ads on Free Talk Live, which is not cheap. They're on 140 stations, man. That's real radio. We're real radio too, but we're on 21 stations as of this week. And we want to welcome
a new one. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to welcome Knox, K-N-O-X, 1310 AM, 107.9 FM in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Saturdays at 4 a.m. I love that, man. Wow. That's
Is that going to be right on the tail of your new late night Michael Dean talk
show? Maybe. Yeah, I think they're going to be taking us too. I'm starting a show in the middle of March, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. It's called Michael Dean After Dark, and it's going to be After me Dark. With different co-hosts, one different co-host at a time. Rotating cab, basically everyone that's been filling in for Nima. And Nima is coming back tomorrow. Sunday is going to be the first Sunday Nima's been back for 2 months since he had his little girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Off paternity leave. Back to the mines.
You're done done with your menses.
What? No, that's different.
Okay. That's a different time. Okay.
Yeah, quit mixing metaphors, Michael.
Okay, so anyway, I've been working with open source, kind of free software, GNU licensed sort of Creative Commons, working with translators around the world and in America who speak other languages fluently, can write and speak in them, and getting them to translate this 3 minute script for the Free Speech Me video into their native language, and getting them to record it, and working on it. So I'm going to get the Danish recording tomorrow. That's going to be the first recording. But I've got the written scripts for, a whole bunch of stuff here. Yep. So let's find it. Let's see what it is. But German.
Wait, you're going to read the script to us, or are you just letting people know that you need people to translate this so we can promote Free Speech Me to everybody, right?
Yeah. And the languages that we have so far, I've got the written translations for Japanese, German, and Spanish. We have people working on French, Greek, Farsi, Portuguese, Serbo-Croatian, Arabic, not Turkish. We're working on Turkish, and Catalan. Is that how you say it? Catalan, Catalan. It's kind of the
offshoot from Spain, or I guess it wouldn't be called the offshoot.
But it's the
they have an independence movement, right?
Yeah, Catalan. Yeah,
Catalan.
Yeah, and the Spanish translator is doing that one too. And he asked me, like, do you want this to be in the tú or the usted, like the formal or the informal? And I'm like, oh, the informal, you know, have it like read it like a friend talking to another friend, not like a professor lecturing an audience of professors. And he's like, cool. And I said, does Catalan have a third form that means greetings, my fellow rebels and separatists? And he said, no. And I'm like, darn. No. But we're looking.
There's no revolutionary tone in Catalan.
We're looking for people who can translate Korean, Russian, Ukrainian, Italian, Mandarin, and Turkish.
And how much more important is it for places where there are states that are more restrictive, places where you're more likely to have the government to wake up the next day and have all the places that you normally go to on the internet have goon parades, man. Places like that, this is the lifeline, is having wide .bit adoption so that you can – and the thing too for people who are content creators or website owners is – it's not a lot of work, is it, to just have your same setup translated to the .bit domain? I don't think you have to do much.
I have tutorials for it, and you just – it's basically – if you can set up a WordPress site, you can also set up a .bit mirror of your .com, and it's not even actually different folders or files. It's the same folders and files pointed to with a .bit, and then you add like one line of cut and paste code into your WordPress or wherever.
Beautiful.
And it loads in the .bit with all the links intact as .bit.
Right.
And
so it's an anti-government insurance policy.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then you get people to get the Free Speech Me plugin for free and install it and use it. And so far there are about 15, there's about like 15,000 domain names registered because they're like 7 cents each and people are squatting them. But, if someone has like your name, you just add the real Nima Vedati .bit or whatever.
Well, also the squatters have been coming to you and saying, hey, I've been holding on to this popular libertarian bigwig. Tell them that they can have it back for free because, they weren't squatting it maliciously. They were saving the seat.
Yeah. It's kind of like I've kind of turned into the non-coercive libertarian like ICANN or World Intellectual Property Organization. Right. Seriously, like someone wrote me the other day and was like, hey, man, you guys finally did this. I see you're a libertarian. I have Stefan Molyneux .bit. I'll turn it over. Free Domain Radio for Stefan. I contacted Stefan and I've registered a bunch of them. I've got Jeffrey Tucker .bit. I've got Wired .bit. I've got Boing Boing .bit. I've got about 62 of them, and I'm not going to sell any of them. I'm basically contacting all those people.
Yeah.
And it's
saving
weird.
Their seat.
it's weird that they're not like people that should get it. And I'm not picking on Jeffrey Tucker, but just for example, like he's speaking at a Bitcoin conference next week. He's the mover and shaker in it. And he's starting this whole libertarian.me, you know, liberty.me. That could be taken down by ICANN, man. And I'm like, dude, I've got jeffreytucker.bit. And he's like, oh, just hold on to it me for a while. Like, okay, I will.
I think he's probably pretty busy too. Maybe he's not being, you know, go away, you bother me. He's being like, no. Yeah, man, thanks for holding it for
me. Yeah, he is. But it's bizarre to me that it's like we have the holy grail for the last step of getting government tyranny off the internet. And some people, not him, but some other people are like tech people and people who are like tyranny minded and talk about tyranny all the time. I'm contacting them about doing an interview on their shows or in their magazine or whatever. And they're like, their attitude is kind of like, get away from me, kid. I don't want to buy any of your rotten fish. You know, really, it's mind blowing.
Well, there's always early adopters and people who come to the game a little bit later than that. So,
and I'm like,
it's so early too,
it
Michael.
It's so early. It's one week in, but I'm like, literally, this is going to be running the internet in 2 years or there won't be an internet. And I've got it. And I'm not saying I'm Moses. You have to go through me, but free speech me is the first thing that works to do this. So, you know, Jeremy did it. If you want it, we got it. So I'm looking for translators in any language, but especially, you know, it's kind of the languages we've chosen are based on a couple things. One is wide adoption, like English, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Arabic, and Chinese. Those are like the most common languages in the world. That covers like 80% of the world right there can speak those. And English, we already did. English is the fourth most common language in the world, but it's by far the most common second language in the world. So, but we really need to make the ads in these languages. Like most people speak enough English or have a friend that speaks enough English that if they saw the video in their language, they'd go to the website and they could get someone to translate to help them install it. Like translating the website would be a sprawling, it's huge. But translating the video takes, you know, an afternoon. So, and then we're also picking languages in countries where they really need this product, like Farsi and Arabic and Korean and Chinese and Ukrainian and Turkish. Like those are countries where they're taking the internet to some extent. So, you know, we need to do that in those languages. So
you got an interesting piece of feedback from somebody in Turkey, though.
He's actually a Turkish national living in America, married to a Turk. Yeah. But yeah, a friend of a friend of a friend was like, I know someone Turkish, I'll hook you up. And I talked to him and he's like, yeah, that guy's a friend of a friend of mine. I'd love to help you. Tell me what you got. I sent him the script and this is what he wrote back. It's mind blowing.
Yeah. He says, hi, Michael. I looked this over and can appreciate what you're trying to do. My Turkish probably isn't strong enough to translate this, but may be able to do it with the help of my wife. But the bigger issue is I have a personal dilemma in doing this at this time. While I do support free speech, I'm on the side of Erdogan and the current ruling government in Turkey, who I believe are just rulers. In the current political climate in Turkey and the time-sensitive days leading up to the next elections, even if I may not agree with a few of Erdogan's tactics, I don't want to be the one who provides an avenue for his enemies, whom I believe are the evil ones, to spread their lies and smear campaigns against him. That's kind of mind-blowing, man. I think you told me it was mind-blowing, and I think it does blow my mind. I guess it's not surprising. Like obviously people believe like that. That's what
that's
we're here.
It's like, okay, everything – what's Goodwin's Law? Like everything – every discussion turns to Hitler at some point. I'm going to turn to Hitler at some point. That's almost like saying – I believe in people's right to live freely and not live in fear of being thrown in prison or murdered, but we have to support Hitler because he's a good leader. That's what that sounds like to me.
Right. Well, when you use violent tactics or say that blocking people's speech is okay just in this instance, you know, that can be the means and then for the end of freedom, then you've ruined it already. Because if the end is freedom and you use non-free means to get there, then you're never going to get there. You've already accepted implicitly or explicitly even that it's okay, that tyranny's okay. You remember that's sort of how neoconism became so prevalent, is people were saying, well, yeah, we believe in freedom and in American ideas of free enterprise and everything and not being spied on. But for now, while there's this evil empire of the Soviets, it's okay. We can live in a less free society just for now until the Soviets go away. And then the Soviets went away and they didn't roll any of it back.
And a lot of Americans feel the same way, too. You know, they feel like, yeah, I like the Bill of Rights, but we have to have limits. It's bizarre when you hear a Turk say it, but why it should be that bizarre when Americans say it, and exactly. We should call Americans on it when they say it.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Obama gonna buy me a free Bitcoin.
Free Bitcoin Satoshis. Get your Satoshis. This is Nima Vidati with
Freedom Fiends. You got some free money. Even spamming is better in Bitcoin. Like, you know, normal spamming doesn't cost you anything, but it costs you time. Or like cell phone spamming or, you know, like text spamming costs you money.
Well, it does cost you. It's unseen costs because obviously Google and Gmail and companies that provide you with your email service and your internet services, they have to spend resources blocking your spam, which I guess could get passed on to somebody at some point, right? I mean, there's no free lunch.
Yeah.
But, with Bitcoin, I opened up my wallet over the break just to check some things, and I've got these transactions. Somebody sent me 4 Satoshis, and I was like, huh. And so I Googled their address, their Bitcoin address, and I found this Reddit thread. And basically, it looks like what's happening is this site, bitwars.org, is trying to get people to go there. And so they sent everybody, or not everybody, but they sent a lot of people, everybody they could find, Satoshis, which is the smallest unit, I think, of Bitcoin. So they paid me Bitcoin in order to get me to look at their thing.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I like it. Yeah. There's a discussion on the Namecoin forum of what to call the smallest unit of Namecoin. And some people are suggesting a Jeremy after the guy who came up with Free Speech Me. And somebody else suggested an Aaron after Aaron Schwartz. Now, Aaron Schwartz, who the government killed, or he killed himself because he was facing 50 years in prison for something that shouldn't be a crime on computers. Either way, the government killed him, basically. He was a young guy. He's actually in our video. The scene where I'm teaching a class about Namecoin and pointing a pointer at the blackboard. There's a college class looking at the blackboard, and there's one kid cutting up in the back looking away like, I'm not looking at Mr. Dean, Professor Dean. That's actually – I put that in that picture. That's Aaron Schwartz. But he actually came up with the idea for something like Namecoin DNS, but somebody else scooped him on it by a few weeks, a guy named Appomato. But Aaron Schwartz kind of popularized the idea, and then some people took that and ran with it.
Yeah, so you call it a Schwartz. The Schwartz will be with you.
The Schwartz is with you. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I like that. So yeah, man, in the Bitcoin world, everything's better, even spam.
Even spam, man. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And I love hearing people talk about all the different possibilities this stuff holds, because for so long, I feel like the libertarian or just even the alternative community, you know, the people that aren't rank and file Democrats or Republicans have been just – all tyranny all the time, stewing in their own juices, man. Whether they be libertarian or tea or whatever. And here you have the paths, you have the roads, you have the
That's
roads
what's really
the
frustrating
land,
to me is calling all of these like libertarian and patriot bigwig radio shows and blogs and magazines and saying, hey, I listen to you all the time, and every day you complain about government tyranny, and about every day you complain at least once about internet tyranny, I've got the solution. And you talk about how the government's going to shut down your website. I've got the solution. Yeah. And they're like, no, man, I have to go sell colloidal, you know, depleted uranium or something. I don't know.
Colloidal depleted uranium.
I'm kidding. But no, I mean, and I called this internet magazine that's been around on the web since before the web. It was an email list. Okay, I'll just say it. It's Boing Boing. I called them up and I'm like, this is so you. You guys have to do this. And they were like, I don't know. I don't really get it. And then, you know, I looked at their next 10 posts and like five of them were about the unrest in Turkey over the internet being censored. And I'm like, dude, I contacted you with the solution. And the other five were like cute cat pictures of kitties in the snow playing with the new iPhone or something. And I'm like, come on, man. You used to be cool. And I wrote him and I said, you used to be on the cutting edge. And now,
this is not the first time you've told Boing Boing that they used to be cool, though.
I know, right? Which probably has something to do with the fact that they don't jump to blog to me cool. anymore. You know, there's actually this thing called nerd merit badges, and we're working on getting a Namecoin nerd merit badge to give away for donations. I don't think we've done it. Maybe we've done it. If it's on the site, we've done it. I forget. Jeremy was working on it. But they have one of their nerd merit badges. They're like so on like Boy Scout merit badges, and one of them is I've been Boing Boinged. And I've been Boing Boing like seven times, but not now when it needs it, when it's got to be done. They're too busy putting, you know, talking about the new Angry Squirrels video game or app or something.
Angry Squirrels.
I don't know what you kids do.
I would totally play Angry Squirrels.
I'm looking at them outside.
Or Flappy Squirrels.
I'm looking at them mating out my window. They're doing that happy dance. You ever see squirrels mate?
So they are Flappy Squirrels out your window.
They're Flappy Squirrels. They jump up in the air and spin around. It's pretty cool.
All right. Hour two of the Freedom Fiends live talk radio show coming up after this short trip to the market. Stay with us, folks. Thanks.
May the blockchain be with you. May the blockchain be with you. May the blockchain be with you. I want to be uploaded into the blockchain when I die. The singularity, brother. Yeah. Soul coin.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Federal Reserve notes only have value because of a collective hallucination, whereas gold and silver are real, and so is their value. Gold and silver predate government-printed funny money, and they will undoubtedly outlive government-printed funny money. Get some gold and silver into your hands from Midas Resources by going to freedomfiends.com right now and clicking on the Midas Resources banner over on the right. Or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation.
You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. .bit domains are the decentralized alternative to building your whole web presence on a .com or other top-level domain that can be shut down at any time for any reason by any government without due process. We've already created a working beta of the FreeSpeechMe Firefox plugin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our FreeSpeechMe plugin. FreeSpeechMe is a game-changing, world-advancing leap for freedom. FreeSpeechMe is open source, and best of all, it's free. Go right now to freespeechme.org. That's freespeechme.org.
Funding ourselves with meme-based currency.
I didn't get any of this money spam Bitcoin that you got. I guess I'm not as cool as
you, man. I guess you're not as cool as me, man.
Yeah. So, sorry. Nira, let's play Name That Sound, all right?
All right.
Yep.
Cocking an airsoft pistol.
No, man.
What is it?
It's chambering around in an AK-47.
Oh, really? It sounded plastic to me.
Well, AK-47s are kind of grandpa's gunsy, and that was me unchambering around. And you know why I did that and then unchambered it?
Why?
First of all, I don't like to keep one in the chamber on a rifle. It's just like too weird. I don't know. Because I want to point out that everybody for a long time, the Patriots, Libertarians, they've all sat around and polished their bayonets. And I think it's time to unpolish your bayonets, which is not time to...
How do you unpolish a bayonet? Are you throw it in the dirt and stomp on it?
I'm not saying it's time to give up your guns. I'm saying, and I'm not saying either use them or shut up, but I am saying it's not going to happen. There's not going to be a revolution, man. Everybody's armed now from the government. And
we don't want there to be
a violent revolution. And
I don't know anybody in their right mind who could want babies to be slaughtered in the street and hellfire all around them. Nobody wants that, man.
Yeah, and it's not going to be, you know, anybody who, I guess what it is to me is I still like rifles. I still like pistols. I carry them. I own them. I have them. But, a lot of people talk about lines in the sand. When they pass that line in the sand, we'll have Second Amendment solutions. And you know what? That line in the sand's been passed all day, every day, forever, and you're still polishing your bayonet. So
if you had an NSA and a drone program and tungsten rods you could shoot from space to your enemies, then yeah, maybe you could have some kind of Second Amendment solution. But nobody has that. The weaponry of the powered class outpaces any individuals by orders of magnitude.
Yeah, and it's a moot point anyway, because they're not going to let you even have your Ruby Ridge and die like a martyr. They're going to get you on your way back from the dentist, because they'll know when you're going to the dentist, because they can track your every move now. And they'll just pull up on you with about 8 sheriff's cars and SWAT and just say, get out of your car. And if you don't, they'll shoot you before you reach for your sidearm. Or get to your rifle in your trunk. So that's all a moot point, man. And it really is going back to this, like, the Constitution can save us. The Constitution kind of had some good ideas in it. And Bill of Rights has some great ideas in it.
It's
but
old technology.
It's old technology,
and it didn't work.
Man.
Doesn't
that's
work
what
anymore,
I'm saying.
Man.
I'm saying why rely on this? We're going to shoot when the time comes. Okay, the time for that, like, if you're basing that on constitutional ideas, it's passed every day, man. The revolution.
The time was before the Constitution was written.
the revolution was passed on a one was the revolution was fought over a 1% tax on one item, one food item. You know, and now we're up to like everyone's basically paying 60-70% of their income if you factor in everything and all the taxes and hidden costs.
Yes.
The time's far past, and you are still polishing your bayonet. So. Get into the future, man. And I'm not saying give up the guns. I'm not saying it's time to arm. Guns are useful. They're great. They're for, you know, you can defend your home. You can defend yourself from a mugger on the street. You can hunt wild boars.
Yes,
and
find food.
And find squirrel.
And they're
squirrels.
Fun. And it's a cool thing to know, like swordsmanship,
you know,
like fencing. It's cool. I mean, we're not hating on guns. At least I don't think you are, Michael.
No.
We're saying a full frontal assault on the modern nation state that's based in Washington, D.C., which is by far the most powerful, terrible thing humanity's ever seen, is not the smart way to win this match.
Yeah.
The smart way is to sneak underground and to build societies that can outstripe the Leviathan that is Washington, D.C. All day, every day, and have people just not need him, so they wither away. So they get so small they'll want to drown themselves in a bathtub, as Michael roughly paraphrases Grover Norquist.
You know what I'm basically saying, and I just came up with the name for this episode. The blockchain is mightier than the pen or sword, or than the sword, or what is it, the sword or gun? What do they say?
The sword.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
the blockchain is mightier than the
AR-15. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I like that. It really is. Because you're not going to win fighting a battle with bullets against a tyrannical government that has drones.
Right.
And has drones and has, like, you know, everybody down to the local food examiner commissioner carrying a sidearm and either having an AR-15 full auto or, you know, burst fire switchable in his trunk, or they can get a team of men with guns there in about 5 minutes.
They don't even need to go that far. The recent Scahill and Greenwald thing on The Intercept, which is that new thing that they're doing with the eBay founder Omid Yar,
yeah.
The libertarian billionaire. Their first article was about how the NSA is pretty much what they're using for all the targeted drone strikes, or a lot of them,
yeah,
in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And it's the metadata that they're using. So when when they say the metadata is not important, who cares about metadata? That's what they use to kill people in other countries.
Guess who owns the domain name TheIntercept.bit?
Who? You?
Jeremy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But not Scahill. Jeremy, you're Jeremy.
Jeremy, my partner on this. I don't know if he's mine. I've never met him. I've talked to him on the phone and on the mumbles and on the internets and on the pigeons. But I don't know, man. I mean, he says he's a 24-year-old computer science student at the University of Oklahoma, and he is listed on the website as being that. But he might be Satoshi,
he's a Sooner?
Man.
I didn't know he was a Sooner. Okay,
he's a Sooner. Yeah,
no, I'm kidding. I'm a Longhorn. But, yeah,
I don't think either of you have any nationalism for your local.
We don't. We don't.
Your local sports. I support local sports team. You know, Homer with that banner that says.
There's a slightly different layer if you actually went to that school that you're supporting, because you at some point chose to be a part of that. You know, if you just were born in Houston and you support
the Texans. He was born there. He's born in Oklahoma and he went to the best college you can go to and still live at home, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, he lives at the dorms, but he lives at home sometimes too. But, you know, it's so basically the blockchain is mightier than the sword or pistol. So what I'm saying is you're not going to shoot your way out of this. And if you were going to, where this line, this imaginary line, it's been passed for 200 and some years, and it's definitely been passed a lot in the past 10 years. So you're not going to shoot your way out of it.
If you make the threshold of who gets to control society, you make that that qualification be who gets to kill, who can kill enough people to win it militarily, then you end up with the same problem we have right now, which is martial force gets to dictate what the rules of this place are.
Yeah.
And so even if you did fight your way to victory, then the qualifier for you being in power is that you kill people who don't agree with your power. And then you have the same situation that we're in now.
Yeah. And if you're somebody who says, you know, they'll pry my gun out of my cold dead hands, which is basically saying I will use my gun to defend my right to have a gun, which a lot of people say. And I'm not saying I don't say that, but I don't want to do that. And here's the thing, if you believe that strongly in the right to keep and bear arms, but you also have any inkling of support the troops or any inkling of patriotism or any inkling of we have to get back to the
cops
Constitution,
are the thin blue line protecting us.
Yeah, if you have any belief in that, you are living a contradiction, because all of those things are going to be used in the tyranny to take your guns. And any imaginary belief of we just need to get the right guys into certain positions in that system is wrong, not truthful, won't work. And if it could have ever worked, the line for that is so far past. Go watch the show House of Cards. It's a really good original series on on Netflix. The season two just came out. I like, there's a famous picture of graffiti. It says like anarchy, support anarchy, and under it somebody else spray painted, "Don't tell me what to do."
Yes.
Exactly. But basically, you know, if you think you can get the right men in there to support the Constitution, it's you just have to look at House of Cards, which is, it's fiction, but it's basically how it works. You know, it's congressmen murdering people and stacking the deck using the rules against the rules for democracy, which means to support the, you know, Chinese billionaires that it's giving them a bunch of money. And there's a shadow government. And if you think that that you can get out from under that, no. What you got to do is A, reduce the demand for it. Like, listen to more Freedom Fiends. Listen to Stefan Molyneux. Listen to Bad Quaker.
Tell your
friends.
Read
some Mises. Tell your friends, man.
You can't undersell that, because everybody I talk to, I get to concede enough to where they're at least, well, yeah, okay, the system doesn't work. Everybody I talk to, nobody, and people get it, man. The tyranny of the state is so awful. Cops beat and kill people so often that people are starting to get it, man. There's two former cops where I work, and I guess I don't want to out him too much, but one the other day was saying some stuff that's pretty fiend-y. Because I was putting him out there, and he was like, yeah, man. And he was saying him on his own, too. And so, I mean, he's a former cop, so maybe that's why he left. But the thing is, even people who have been close to the system, you know, former veterans like Adam Kokesh, people know it in their hearts that the whole thing's wrong. And people will stick to it and stay with it because maybe it pays their bills and feeds their kids. But if we keep showing them solutions and alternatives to where they can still feed their kids, that's how you get it to wither away.
Yeah.
That's how you have the beautiful free lib pair that we're all looking for. Or as my mother-in-law calls it, NEMA world. And I tell her, it's not my world, man. This is lib pair. This is the eventuality.
Yeah. And it's kind of the singularity here now. And it's kind of the you can't fight the beast. You can only get out from under it. And literally, like, you can create autonomous zones that exist outside of it now using the internet. And using Free Speech Me from freespeechme.org and freespeechme.com, which is free. We're giving it away, and we'll always give it away. And with things like Bitcoin, where you don't have the man keeping track of every single transaction you make. And it's fun, and it's cool, and it's real.
And you don't have the man withholding your Bitcoin earnings or tradings. And
not
then
yet.
You have to jump through hoops to get them back at the end of the year, man.
They're trying to work on it. Yeah. You know, the other day when our website was down, I was like, at first I was blaming the government, but then I was like, well, no, it probably is just the traffic. And I found out later it was the massive amount of traffic we were getting, which is why I'm also saying freespeechme.com, the mirror, is available now. But, you know, it was the government's fault anyway, too, because without the government, we wouldn't need Free Speech Me. You know, you could have a .com and no one could take it down. But really, it should all be distributed anyway and not controlled by a central scrutinizer. But here's what I'm saying is, like, I'm not making the pitch for my product. I'm saying, like, this whole kind of technology is far more important than stockpiling food's a good idea. But, like, stockpiling ammo, having AR-15s, like, that may be helpful if society collapses and you have to keep, people from raiding you, but it's not going to keep the government away. And really, things like Free Speech Me, Bitcoin, Namecoin, that is going to keep you free more than your AR-15. It really is. The blockchain,
amen, brother.
The blockchain is mightier than the sword.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. They'll be right back, just as soon as this drone is out of range.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Fiends.
Yeah. Chambering around with your AK-47.
No, I'm just diddling it. It's I took the mag out.
Oh, okay. Yes. You do like to cuddle your guns, don't you? You stick close to them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I cling to my guns, but I cling harder to my blockchain.
Yes. Yeah. Cling to your guns, cling harder to your blockchain.
Yeah, and I've set up a site called .bitkittypics because we need to drive more people to I figured I wanted to make a .bit only site because most .bit sites are mirrors of existing .com sites, and I'm like, we need to make just a site to some sites.
We need a killer app for .bit. Yeah. How about cats?
Yeah. So I made .bitkittypics and I update it every day. And there's a great quote from Davi Barker on there about the blockchain, where he says it's basically, let's find that quote. That's a pretty good quote.
I tried to allude to it earlier, but the full quote is better than I did it justice.
About the kitty cats. It's a good one.
Well, I didn't use kitty cats. But no, basically that Bitcoin was just the start. And the real thing is the blockchain that's going to change the world, man.
Which is not to understate, you know.
Bitcoin's importance.
Yeah, Bitcoin is wonderful. Let me send you this quote by Davi Barker. It's awesome. It's on his article on Bitcoin.bombs called "Free Speech Me Makes Namecoin a Game Changer."
Davi says, "While regulators scramble to deal with Bitcoin as a currency, the altcoins march on. They don't realize that the advent of Bitcoin was not the launch of one digital currency or even 10. It was the launch of a completely new technology. The blockchain was born, which is far more revolutionary than Bitcoin itself. When regulators finally comprehend that the cat is out of the bag, they will quickly discover there is a whole litter of kittens to herd. One of those kittens is Namecoin."
That's the quote I have on the sidebar of .bitkittypics.bit.
Yes. You have been a kitten cheerleader for the past couple weeks. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what they need to do to the Obamacare website. Maybe that's why it doesn't work. They didn't put enough cats. We can have socialized healthcare. We just need more cats on the website. Then it'll work.
No, we can't. It won't work. It won't work. They put cute young people, which are almost like kittens. And one of them got really mad because there was some young lady who was like 19 who had – she was a an aspiring model and had done some modeling for some – stock photo website where they took pictures of people, you know, to put on your website to look like they like your product. And
right.
Who knows if this lady probably voted for Obama. Who knows? She looks like she would, but she's young and hip. But she became the fail page when you were on the Obamacare website. Whenever it wasn't working, which was all the time, a picture of her would come up with this kind of like, "I'm sorry" look. And she had no idea. Like, you know, the Obamacare had paid like $50 to
license a bunch of images of young people, and she was one of them.
Yeah, and they randomly put her on, but it wasn't random. Every time she became the fail whale, you know, like on Twitter, the fail whale. She was the fail whale for Obamacare, and she was just became like famous overnight for being associated with this website that didn't work, and you're required by law, by a gun to your head, to use it, and it didn't work, and you couldn't
use it even
if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's the trade you make. I don't think she really should be that upset.
When people say we got to get back to the Constitution, we're back to it, man. Obamacare is the Constitution in action. Now explain
general
why
welfare.
That's true, man.
Yes. Well, in the beginning, doesn't it say to provide for the general welfare? That's what Obama is. He is general welfare. There was his jackboot and his medals.
General welfare.
This is one of general welfare's action items, is to create Obamacare so that you're all, I don't know, as healthy as he wants you to be, which apparently is not at all.
Yeah. And, you know, we say that people don't see the gun in the room when they see government mandates, but there is a gun in the room. This is the gun they're going to put to your head. And I don't usually do a show with a loaded AK-47 with a 30-round mag in it leaning up against my desk, but I am
today.
But
when you do, you make sure you have two.
It reminds me of the gun in the room, because it's actually – I don't always do my radio show with a gun in the room. I actually do. But I don't always do one with a really scary black rifle sitting out on the table. But, you know, the AK-47 is kind of the international symbol for communism, because it was what it was invented for. And I'm looking at it. I'm kind of like – That's what government mandates are. They're a scary black rifle pointed at your head. Although it's an AR-15 in America.
They really are. And here's the thing is you can't even make a consequentialist argument to me. I've been dealing with the healthcare debacle more than I ever have before because I have a little girl. And so I actually have to use healthcare services frequently, which I never did as just a young bachelor or even just a young married man without kids. I never go to the doctor, man. I don't have to deal with any of that. But now that I am, it's just horrendous, and you can see how obvious it is that it's not going to work, any of this Obamacare stuff. Anywhere where there's government intervention, man, there's horrible problems. I'll explain a little bit more when we get back from this trip.
To the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Inoculation from indoctrination. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
I don't even know anymore, Nima. I don't even know anymore.
Did you ever, Michael?
Are you being ironic, man? I don't even know anymore.
Mm. All right. Well, yeah. Welcome back to the radio show. Sorry. We'll be more lively next time. We promise.
Hey,
Michael.
Hey, don't point out. You're never supposed to point out on the radio or TV that you're tired.
Well, I was doing it ironically. I was doing it post-ironically.
I'm not so tired, but I'm being worse because I'm pointing out that you pointed out that you. I'm tired because I've been building the roads. You know, they say who's going to build the roads without the government? Jeremy. Who's going to tell everyone about it? Me and Lou. Lou Sanderfien has started a site on Facebook called Free Speech Me Project Facebook page, which you can go and join. And it's got a bunch of followers already. It was started an hour ago. And
at first, you were like, I don't know if Facebook for .bit.
That's what we're trying
to. Man.
We're trying to replace that. And you said,
well, yeah, if you're on the crappy road that nobody likes and stuck in traffic, and you had a billboard that said, go to this better road that's way cooler.
That's
and,
true.
And goes to an awesomer place.
Stuck in traffic. Yeah. I like how they always have these, like, crappy these developments that look like they would blow down at the first, tornado and or strong wind. They're built out of, like, plywood.
I think they can survive a tornado, but not a sharknado, I think.
Sharknado, yeah. Or NATO. They can't survive NATO or the UN.
Nobody can.
They have these, you know, these signs, like places like next to the highway, they'd be really loud, a lot of pollution that you wouldn't want to live. And there's signs at the off ramp that say, stuck in traffic. If you lived here, you'd be home now. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to live there. And I don't telecommute. I do it all from home. I telecommute.
It's a trade off, man. It's a trade off. I like living right next to a freeway because I hate taking side streets to get to the freeway. Because here in Austin, man, you got to get on either one of the freeways to get anywhere. In any kind of decent amount of time, so I'd rather live right next to it.
Yeah.
I'll probably feel different when my daughter can ride a bike or a skateboard. Then I'll probably want to live out the crunchy.
In the crunchy. You call the country the crunchy. I like
it. Yeah, I call it the crunchy.
That's funny.
So we're gonna move out to the crunchy.
We were gonna talk about Gibraltar. We were sister cities in the first hour. So read a little bit about Gibraltar, and I bring this up because I was looking at the stats for freespeechme.org and seeing who's been looking at it. And I look at it all the time. And sometimes when someone lives in an interesting place, I go, I wonder what their life's like. And I go to Wikipedia or Flickr and look at pictures and read stuff. And Gibraltar, man, it's a disputed zone, which is kind of cool because that's kind of anarchist maybe. I don't know if it's anarchist, but it's...
Wiki says it's an overseas territory of the United Kingdom.
Disputed zone. What is it on Simpsons? One of my favorite Simpsons episode, the one where the centrifugal force one, where they're trying to figure out if toilets really do flush the other way around in the Southern Hemisphere. And Bart is calling all these long distance phone numbers and like Bart gets the phone bill. And he's like... Burkina Faso, disputed zone. Who calls all these places? And I just love the idea that something would come up on a phone bill as disputed zone.
People don't even look at phone bills anymore. That's old school,
disputed
man.
Disputed zone. Who torrents all these crazy places? Yeah, you know what's bizarre, too? I mean, telecommunications have gotten so cheap that you could call anywhere in America and Canada. I can call on my plan. I can call on my landline. I can call anywhere in America, Canada, Puerto Rico, or Guam. Like it's a local call. I didn't even know that. There's actually a station in Guam that's playing Free Talk Live. So I have to figure out how many hours they are ahead of us and if I'm ever awake at that time when the guy's there in the morning, call him and see if he'll put us on. But
landline?
And, you know, a lot of people are out there like, that ain't American. Why are you going to these foreign nations with your radio? And I'm like, dude, Guam's America. Look it up.
Guam's America. Yeah.
Puerto Rico's America. Look it up. I mean, it's it's not a state, but it's they use American money. They love Obama. They vote, but it doesn't count. That's kind of weird. Like they have
Samoa's America, man.
Yeah, Samoa has a they have a, like, don't they have a rep in Congress? But he does, like, he gets to vote, but they don't count his vote.
He's an observer. That's, I think Puerto Rico like, has observers.
It's kind of like, but hey, that's kind of like,
so does
slave,
DC. That's kind of like DC doesn't have a rep that can vote.
Well, it's funny because that's been a big contention in DC to the point where the DC license plates say, or did say, I don't know if they still do, but they say Washington DC taxation without representation. Now think about the irony of the fact that like the city leaders of DC got together and said, we need to put that on our license plate. Mm-hmm. That's what the Revolutionary War was fought over, which is
all they really want to do is justify their taxation a little bit more though.
we talked last week recently about Texans for Accountable Government or some, you were a member or went to a meeting.
Yeah, Texans for Accountable Government. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like an itemized bill
for your tyranny. Yeah. I want to know how you're tyrannizing me. I want a line item production list of how you are raping my freedom.
Please invoice me.
Yeah. All right. So Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar's
how
awesome.
How can I falter when I'm the Rock of Gibraltar, as Jay-Z said. It's a cool place, man. It's the Strait of Gibraltar. People probably remember from geography class if they went to government schools before, I don't know, 1998. And it's the gateway between the Mediterranean and the greater Atlantic, I guess you could say, in between
the Middle East and Africa and Spain,
yes,
basically.
In between Spain and I guess it'd be Morocco, right? On the other side there.
Yeah.
And but this southernmost point, I guess it's not the southernmost point, but this point on the Strait of Gibraltar isn't Spanish. It's owned by Britain. Overseas territory.
That's so funny. Britain's still, but it's like an autonomous nation that's part of the British Empire. It's so weird. It's like Britain still remembers the good old days. Like them, okay, Americans who say we got to get back to the Constitution, that's kind of how Britain is. Like Britain's like, I remember when the sun never set on Britain. And technically the sun still never sets on England because they have England, Wales, Scotland, which are all in the same time zone, basically.
Yeah,
and then they've got like Gibraltar and the Falklands, and I'm like, and both of those are claimed by Spain and Argentina, respectively. So it's like, you're England. You're not.
You didn't build that.
You didn't build that. You're not an empire. Go back to putting up more closed circuit TVs on your citizens than any other country in the world. That's what you're doing.
Their real empire fantasies, though, are now lived vicariously through their inheritors of their empire, Israel, Washington, D.C.
Israel and America.
Yeah. I mean, Britain is Airstrip 1 now, pretty much.
Well, that's what it is in
1984,
right?
Yeah. They're Airstrip 1.
Airstrip 1, which basically means they're just a refueling station.
Yes, and I guess that'd make Israel Motor Pool 3 or something. I don't know.
Ben Stone thinks that Israel had something to do with the cyber hacking on the new Silk Road and stealing all the Bitcoin.
You mean the spooks in Israel? We still got to make those distinctions,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I love a lot of people who are Israeli or Jewish or Israeli American or Jewish wherever or Russian Polish Jewish. I mean, half the women I've dated have been Russian Polish Jewish, and I didn't even like go out of my way to find that. That just happened for some reason in my past. But
they're just attracted to your spunkiness.
They are to my waspiness, probably. Like, ooh, my dad wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
but which is you know, I think what drives. I think that most people end up dating someone who is a lot like their parent of the opposite sex, but you know, in some way would irritate their parents.
Yes. Yes. That's why I exist. That's probably why everybody exists. Yeah.
So,
yes. So, my mom wanted to date a scary Iranian, and that's why I'm here. What's that language he's speaking? Why is he brown?
And why is our grandchild a quarter brown?
Yes. Yeah. I had this joke that people always ask me like where I'm from, and I tell them Salt Lake. And then they give me a look, and it's like they're angry. Like, they really wanted to say is, why are you brown?
Well, they're upset with me. What the accurate question, and I will just say this to somebody when I'm curious, and there's no value in judgment, and I'll say, what's your ethnic derivation? Now, most Americans who are kind of stupid will say, what's your nationality? And then you say American, and they're mad at you, and they're like, no, really, I mean, why are you brown?
Why are you brown? Yeah, yes. Get to the point. Because what's your ethnic derivation? I mean, if you were in Idiocracy, they'd call you the F word for that. Why are you speaking like that? You know,
he talks like that. Yeah.
Why are you brown?
Why are you brown?
I'm brown because my dad comes from Iran.
That could almost be the name of this episode, but I think it's not quite as good as the blockchain is mightier than the AR-15.
It depends on what we're going for, but I think we were a little more, I don't know.
Feisty?
Yeah. The blockchain and sword thing, I think, more sells what the episode really was. I mean, now we're just kind of goofing off.
Now we're just goofing off. You talk more about Gibraltar. I don't care why you're brown. Talk about Gibraltar.
Gibraltarians are brown. Because that's what they're called, which kind of rhymes with
Gibraltarians. Yeah, I like it.
Gibraltarians.
I wonder how many Gibraltarian libertarians there are. Now, I would say at least one because they downloaded the Free Speech Me app. But the interesting thing is, while one of the critiques I've heard of Bitcoin and the whole blockchain idea was somebody who was like, it sounds horrible. It sounds like a weaponized computer program created by libertarian anarchists to destroy central banking. And I'm like, I never looked at it that way.
But, so people can evade taxes and regulations. You
know, but basically, if I'd been hired by Satoshi to do what Jeremy is hiring me to do 5 years ago, I probably would have written that as a press release. What that guy said is a criticism of Bitcoin. Yes. But
and you said that guy who wrote that, what was the name of the article? Why I Want Bitcoin to Die in a Fire?
Yeah, it was sci-fi writer.
Some kind of sci-fi writer. Yeah,
not a very popular one, but I'm not going to make fun of him for that. It's more, I'd rather hear something written by someone who makes sense, who's never been published, than a famous sci-fi writer who's an idiot. And this guy's kind of a known sci-fi writer.
I think to be a good sci-fi writer, you have to be able to envision something, imagine something greater and cooler and better ways of organizing sentient beings or interactions than the state.
Well,
and
I'll do a live.
If you're that beholden to the state where you want Bitcoin to die in a fire because it threatens the state's existence, then you can't have very much imagination about what society could look like, right?
Well, you know, people always do. There's a thing, the kind of ad called Live Reads, which is where where Sean Hannity says, and we should bomb them back to the Stone Age. And you know what else is Stone Age? Having hard water. So use my advertiser's water softener. It's great.
You got to sell that segue to Hannity. That was the best hard water
segue.
Dude,
you came up with that. You have Newsheimers.
I did. Okay.
You came up with that like a year ago.
That's why I like it.
Yeah.
The hard water thing being Stone Age. You know what else is Stone Age?
And you said that, man. How much pot did you smoke in college before you quit?
A lot.
Yeah, I think it did something to you.
I have to recover all that memory. I need to defragment my brain.
Yeah, it's not brain damage. It's just you need to defrag your brain. And being a daddy will do that. So you're sober now. Yeah. How long have you been sober now?
Oh, I had my soberversary a couple weeks ago. It was a year? Yeah, a year. Soberversary. Yeah, dude, February 2nd.
I remember that night you were sleeping in your car and I don't even want to go there, but
awful. Throwing up in the ghetto I first started out in when I moved to Austin. It was almost like in a movie, man. It was crazy.
But you ended up back. It is like a movie. That's how they'd write it. And it rarely happens that way in real life, but yeah.
I have a flair for the dramatic like that. We'll be back with more Fiends.
You live a screenplay.
We're listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. So much truth, it hurts.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiend's message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Yeah, we'll do it live.
We'll do
on
it
the
live.
Freedom Fiends live talk radio show.
Forget it. We'll do it live.
Yes. The summation of the episode is the blockchain. Yeah. Is mightier than the sword. Marinate on that for a while. Michael's going to read the wiki entry for Nemezoid.
We're going to do some beatnik poetry here. Nima's going to play some synthathiva, and I'm going to read the article about Namecoin. We usually do a review, the tweak and review, but we're going to do some freestyle jamming here. Go for it, Nima. Go. Yeah. Uh-huh. I like it like that. Can you give me a beat, Nima?
Can I do what?
A beat.
A beat? I could add a beat. You didn't. I have to turn on another machine, though.
Go ahead.
Just read the thing.
Okay, I'll just read the thing. Yeah, because if you have a beat, it'll sound like bad, because it'll sound like I'm trying to rap. But if it's free form, it'll work. So go for it, brother man. Okay. Play that thing. Namecoin is a cryptocurrency which also acts as an alternative decentralized DNS, which would avoid domain name censorship by making a new top-level domain outside of ICANN control, and in turn make internet censorship more difficult as well as reduce outages. Namecoin uses modified Bitcoin software. Thus, there are a limit of 21 million Namecoin. Each Namecoin is divisible down to 8 decimal places. Namecoin currently uses the .bit domain. As of January 2014, 123,616 .bit domains have been registered. .bit domains are currently not awarded. I don't know if that's accurate. Hence, to resolve domain names, one must have a this is outdated information, because, A Namecoin-like system was first described in 2010 with ideas such as BitDNS by Appomattox and then internet activist Aaron Swartz as a counterexample of Zoku's triangle. Zoku added me on Twitter the other day, by the way. I was kind of honored. A few months later, it was implemented as Namecoin, which at the time had no GUI. WikiLeaks has publicly endorsed Namecoin, but they have not publicly yet endorsed Free Speech Me. Namecoin switched to merged mining. GUIs such as Namecoin QT began to appear in November 2013. The latest version is Namecoin 3.7.2. February 5th, 2014, a Linux Windows plugin called Free Speech Me was released that allows automatic resolution of .bit addresses by downloading the Namecoin blockchain and running it in the background. Although Namecoin can be used as a currency, it is mainly intended to be used as a decentralized DNS. Domain names are registered by paying a small fee to stop spam and leave domain for future users. Of 0.01 Namecoin. They are then updated for the first time, and after this, the person owns the domain. which can only be removed from them if they wish to transfer it. Domain names must be updated every 250 days, or they will expire. There are other possible uses for Namecoin, including a login system, a notary or timestamp system. See, this could replace what governments do that people think is important. A torrent tracker, a public file checksum, a web of trust, a personal namespace, a messaging system, an alias system, an identity system, data storage, or voting. See, I think voting is only good if it's voluntary in a certain organization that you volunteer and can leave anytime you want. So, mining. There you go, Nima. Jam with yourself.
Jam with myself.
This is your music, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Well, that was fun, man.
That was weird.
That was weird. Let's not do that again, but that was really fun. I like that. That was cool. You've been listening to Freedom Fiends. We'll be back tomorrow for Nima Vidotti's triumphant return to doing Sunday shows every week. Thank you for listening. Worms.
Thank you for listening to Freedom Fiends with Nima V and Michael Dean. Make an appointment to listen while it's still legal. Learn more about the Fiends and download archived shows at freedomfiends.com. That's FreedomFiends.com.
I gotta say, I think we're the only show ever that does freeform poetry jams with AK-47s on the air.
You have all seen and heard about the elements
you think
of
so?
The
periodic table. I lost you there, Michael.
I said, yeah. I think we are the only show that's ever done a free-form poetry jam with AK-47s and synthesizers on the air. That's the Fiends, man. All right, thanks, Brad.
All right, thanks, Brad. You cut out for a bit at the end.
Okay.
I just potted you up.
We're having network issues.
Yeah, it's the government going, this is too weird, man. We got to stop this. All right, Brad, take care. Thank you.
Yep, talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. All right. That was fun.
It was.
I'm still recording. What do you got to say?
Nothing, man. I enjoyed jamming the microcord for you.
All right. Take care, brother. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same bat channel.
All right, man. Peace.
Bye-bye.